In 2013, James Costello was standing in the crowd cheering on a friend in the Boston Marathon. It was a clear, chilly spring day, and there were big crowds and over 23,000 runners. James was near the finish line, looking for a familiar face.
Strong started out from Hopkinton this morning, and the lion's share of them are going to finish. We this year, of course, have been blessed with a better day to run. Last year was brutal, the conditions.
Then at 2:49 p.m., the bombs went off.
Three people were killed and at least 264 were hurt. James Costello was among the injured. His arms and legs were severely burned and the shrapnel broke his skin. It took months of rehabilitation to recover after his surgery. But during this time, Costello fell in love with one of his nurses, Krista D'Agostino. He would write on Facebook, "I now realize why I was involved in the tragedy. It was to meet my best friend and the love of my life."
When we read James' story in the New York Times, it was gripping. And it got us thinking about whether or not things happen for a reason. It's human nature to try and connect things together to make sense out of tragedy, heartbreak, loss, even joy. A lot of people also grow up believing that a higher power has a plan, that a guiding hand sees us through, and that it doesn't give us more than we can handle.
But no matter what you believe, it's a subject worth considering, and that's what we're doing on this week's show. We're listening to answers to the question, does everything happen for a reason? Welcome to The Question Booth. I'm Dylan Fagan.
And I'm Kathleen Quillian.
And we're glad you're here with us. The Question Booth is a place where people from all walks of life come and answer a big question each week.
And this week's question made our participants deeply consider whether or not things truly happen for a reason. There were differing opinions and a lot of reflection, and we wanted to share a range of answers with you.
Yes, and we'll also be speaking with our wonderful colleague, Eve Jeffcoat, to dive deeper into the question.
But let's start off this week with a story about how we try and find meaning in tragedy. Here's Nicholas.
I think a lot of times, whenever you have something like a death or a tragedy, you look for an explanation, and so your first initial reaction is everything happens for a reason. And you may not like the reason, but whenever you see the bigger picture, whenever you step back and kind of look at it all, it may not be immediately, but, you know, down the line, you can see why it had to happen or the purpose behind it. Actually, when I was in sixth grade, I got in a really bad four-wheeler wreck. I was going down the road, and my helmet flew off, and I slammed my head in something and cracked my skull open from my eye socket back to behind my ear. And I was in the hospital for a really long time, and I was pretty messed up. And doctors didn't think I was going to make it through the night. So they had, like, called all the family in and stuff, and it was just, like, a really crazy thing. And I, at the time, I was like, I didn't know why it was happening or whatnot, but now I look back and I use that to, like, talk to other people. I know because other people have gone through stuff like that, and now I can kind of talk to them about my experience and share that with them. And, I mean, I'm a religious person and or a spiritual person, I should say, and so I can use that to witness other people.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, share with them my views.
Before that happened, were you a spiritual person? Or did that make you more so?
Yeah, that definitely made me more so. That was kind of the point. After that happened, I kind of took like a year to try to figure out why I was still here. And that kind of pieced it all together for me.
People who believe things happen for a reason may find comfort in the idea of predeterminism. In philosophy, this is the idea that all events are determined in advance. So when someone looks at history, for example, they'd believe that everything past, present, and future is already known or decided. The guiding force might be God or fate.
But not everyone came into the booth certain that everything happens for a reason. In fact, there were a few groups of people who talked through their different viewpoints with one another. Here's Shantavia, Cassie, Lay, and David.
You just don't know what's going to happen. You don't think about it. And when it happens, it's just like, did this really just happen?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and then afterwards, probably like a few hours later, it's just like everything do happen for a reason. But you don't really think about it right in that moment. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, I think it's very important that, you know, we all just live your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So everything do happen for a reason. And if it's good or bad, just live in it and just be you.
Mm-hmm.
And enjoy it.
I don't know if I think everything happens for a reason. I know that everything happens, but for what reason? Different reasons could be important to different people. That's how I feel. I just think things happen. Maybe not necessarily for a reason at all.
Just stuff happens.
That's what I think. What do you say, Shantavia?
So I am a firm believer that our lives are already planned out for us. And I do think that everything does happen for a reason. And the reason that it happens, I feel like we'll never know. It's like the unknown. It's like we're living life and we're just doing all these things for the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. But I feel like it's always a reason to it because things happen and they kind of go, they all go together. Like, we came to Atlanta, right, to celebrate a sister's birthday. And we stumbled across this cool place today. And then we kind of randomly walked in here today. And I feel like we don't know what is the beginning of, but it's a reason that we're sitting right here. And it's probably going to reveal itself in the future. Right? Like, we'll probably, it'll all come
full circle. This is so philosophical, I feel like.
Yeah,
you usually don't realize that. You're not putting the pieces until you're out of these moments.
Yeah. And it comes like full circle.
But did you put the pieces together or did like divine intervention?
Divine intervention.
I don't believe
that. Like life just puts it together.
I believe that we make decisions.
Like everyone.
Think about it.
Like it's free will.
Right. I believe in free will. I think that we think about decisions before we make them. Mm-hmm. So the reason would be whatever happened before then, not because it was planned for you. These were the chips. This is how they fell.
Right.
So it's like saying, I woke up late, so I missed my flight, which always happens.
No. That's true story.
But then if the plane crashes, people say, oh, you woke up late and missed that flight for a reason. The plane was
And it usually goes back to being
exactly.
like
Exactly. Right.
Yeah. You know, you're like, in your mind, if you're going through tragedy or loss or a transition, you're like, did it happen for a reason? Because right now, it does not feel like it.
Exactly. I'm that kind of person. I'm like, facts only. This is why it happened. It happened because of this. This is the reason, not because it was divinely placed in your life.
Oh, God. And I live in a magical world. And I'm like, no, this is divinity. There's like a whole nother reason that this is happening. We always talk about like fear of the unknown. Like people are afraid of the unknown. Mm-hmm. And like for me, it's kind of like excitement of the unknown. Like, it's happening for a reason. I don't know what that reason is. I don't really care, but I feel like it'll reveal itself one day.
We'll be back with more Question Booth after a quick break.
Stay tuned. And we're back.
And let's hear from some Question Boothers who disagreed on whether or not everything happens for a reason, but were able to have a conversation about it anyway. Here's Manan and Beenal.
I mean, when I look at my life in the past, when things have happened in that moment, you feel like this is like the worst thing that's ever happened to you.
Yeah.
But then when you look back and you realize so many greater things have come, and I'm one of those people who always like think about what has happened in my past and what would happen if I would have went different direction. And I think at this point in my life, I'm pretty content with where I'm at. You know, of course, there are things you can still improve. But I really, really believe that things happen for a reason because it's meant to lead you in a different direction in life than you had thought or you had planned.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely see that.
I'm on the opposite spectrum of that. I believe that you have a large part of control in your life. You know, you can decide to go right or left. So it's
like more of a free will.
Yeah, it's and the thing is that I am not very religious, I guess. So it's if you tell yourself, oh, this is, you know, it's meant to be.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling yourself that you have no control over like anything.
I think also when we're going through a tough time, it's kind of a coping mechanism.
It's more of a coping mechanism than anything, because I mean, it's like, you know, like, for example, there's a child that's born 2 years old. The child dies. For whatever reason, it's like, you know?
Yeah, it's very, it's interesting because people have come in and they've talked about this saying when you hear it during a time of loss.
Mm-hmm.
So it's usually like the last thing you want to hear when someone says, oh, it happened for a reason. And usually we say this when we can't find the words when something's so tragic. And that's just kind of what we're left with.
But when you hear it, it feels a little insensitive and you feel like this can have happened for a reason. But it's really interesting that in like the hardest times, that's all we can say sometimes.
You know, to an extent, I really feel like maybe it's just me. This is how I've been all my life. But even when we go back to like a loss, like when I was like about 10 years old, I lost my biological mom. And at that time, I was actually in India. I was born and spend most of my childhood in India. So, you know, at that time, like, of course, I was too young to begin with to even think about, like, oh, everything happens for a reason. But even, like, now, sometimes, like, I'll have days when I kind of look back on my life. It's not to say that, you know, of course, I would have my mom back if I wanted to, but my life would have been so different. You know, I think if my mother was still alive, I would have never made it to this country. But here I am, you know, really trying to chase my dreams down and trying to become something. And I don't know, I feel like I have a voice here. So my life is so different. And sometimes I do wonder, what my life would have been like, you know, if that hadn't happened in my life. So like every point in my life where there has been a major change, it's literally taking me in a different direction in life. And for those moments, in a way, I'm kind of grateful because I'm in a place I would have never imagined.
And it's also like when we have friends or people who we really love that come into our life, we always like to think that that happened for a reason. Mm-hmm. It's like a little bit of like a romance to it as well.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that because we met when we were younger. And guess why we met? Because I was like, oh, that girl looks so lonely over there. Let's go say hi to her. And here we are. It's like, luckily, she was looking lonely and miserable. I was like, I'm going to make a decision to go over there and talk to her.
And yeah, and here we are, like, God knows how many years later.
It was interesting. I noticed that our participants who believed everything happened for a reason had so many explanations and stories for why that is. But those who believed everything is random were much more succinct in their convictions. And let's hear from another set of friends who were able to talk through their differing opinions. Here's Tyler and Jake.
Honestly, I don't know. But I think from the moment that we start having memories, it's really easy to kind of put like, oh, this happened for a reason. Like my girlfriend, it's kind of cool because she's pretty dope. And I'm like, I was supposed to meet her. Like, mm-hmm. I don't necessarily believe in fate and things like that, but I'm like, no, this happened because she's awesome and we're really cool together. And like, it just makes life so much more enjoyable.
Not to, you know, stomp on Jake's love parade, but I don't believe that things happen for a reason. I think that happenstance is like a powerful thing where you are like, can connect dots on things in your past and be like, oh, well, you know, I met this person, which led me to this opportunity, and I'm meant to be here. But no, it's just that's the occurrence of events. And again, not your girlfriend's wonderful.
She's excellent.
I have the same feeling towards like the concept of a soulmate. Mm-hmm. I just think that, you know, I think you find people that you're extremely compatible with and you're able to form these like really, you know, connective relationships with. But I just have a hard time with like, oh, so many people met their soulmate in their middle school.
See, yeah, that's so weird, is that I also think that that question in itself can apply to so many things. Mm-hmm. Like me, I guess I am more of a romantic, and I think of everything happens for a reason and like more of a like romantic involvement, I guess. Mm-hmm. But like if you were to ask me like, you know, this tragedy happened, I'm like, no, everything happens for a reason. Like, I guess that goes into more of my personality of like how I view things.
Were you raised religious?
I was raised very religious.
Okay. I was not.
Oh.
I've never been to church.
Honestly, you're right. Yeah, that's a lot of that does come from the fact that I was raised very religious. And like when things would happen throughout my life, you know, my grandmother, who was like the backbone of, I would say, like religion in our family, was like, you know, God does this in mysterious ways.
And yeah.
But weird, yeah. When it comes to like weird romanticism, I'm kind of into it.
Yeah.
Things, it's not just everything happens for a reason. But yeah, you can kind of, you know, I guess not control that, but, you know, I think the things you do, you know, basically are decisions to kind of create who you are as a person and like your, you know, your winding road through life.
After the break, we'll talk more about whether or not things happen for a reason.
You're listening to The Question Booth. And we're back.
Thanks for joining us. And this week, we wanted to talk to someone in the office about our question from the booth.
So we asked Eves Jeffcoat if she'd join us in the studio. She's a researcher and writer and had a lot of fantastic thoughts on whether or not everything happens for a reason.
I'm going to say that there are two different sides to it for me. So I think on my rational side, I would say that everything does not happen for a reason. And the reason that I would say that is because I'm going to start with a very specific thing. And that's, it feels like such a privileged thing to say. And it feels like such a disservice to somebody who has been through a lot, basically. So if somebody's really affected by drugs or maybe has lost a lot in their lives, it's a disservice to say that to those people. But overarchingly, I think it's a coping mechanism. And I'm here for that, you know?
Yeah.
We have to get through it some way. It can be selfish, which I also think is okay. Like, we're all individuals. But there's the other side of me, who's the irrational side of me, which I don't use in a negative way. I also think it's okay to be irrational. That irrational side of me wants to believe that things do happen for a reason, and I can create outcomes that I would like to create. A thing that we say a lot in yoga is that you have to get comfortable with discomfort, mm-hmm. or you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable. And I think that's the condition of life. So to say that everything happens for a reason is just really an extrapolation of just having to sit in the burning room and smiling, you know?
I know that you practice yoga regularly, right?
Yeah.
Has that journey helped you become more uncomfortable? Do you still struggle with trying to push yourself to feel uncomfortable, or has it opened your mind in some way?
You know what's funny? I think that I did find yoga when I found yoga for a reason. I'm going to be so hypocritical right now, and I don't care at all.
No, but it's...
That's human nature.
No,
that's
human nature.
Human nature.
But I love that, because everyone who walked in was pretty... did the same thing, because once you start to pick it apart, you feel like it pulls you, you know, this question. So that's totally fine.
So, yeah, I think I found it at a time that I needed it, basically. And, because it wasn't something that I ever thought about until the day I went into a yoga class. But I would say that it's definitely helped me navigate being another body in this world. Because between that and my Buddhist study and meditation practice, I think that it all helps me have more compassion. And I think that compassion comes from understanding that I am no different. And me saying that I'm no different than anybody else in this world is not me saying like I'm colorblind or differences don't exist, but that there is a larger web that connects all of us in some way or another. I think that it's helped me navigate that and be able to deal with the discomfort and maybe even be able to accept the fact that everything doesn't happen for a reason. So I do a practice called Ashtanga. It's a 6-day-a-week practice that you come in to the mornings for, and it can, depending on where you are in the practice, it can take anywhere from 30 minutes to an hour, 2 hours. Mine is about an hour, 15 minutes long right now. But there are days where I am killing it, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I never thought I could do this. And then there are days where I just feel like I suck. And I think letting go of the, like, this is because of this, and this is because I didn't work out enough. Like, I haven't built enough muscle strength, or my mind's not focused, or I wasn't prepared, or, like, instead of thinking of all these reasons, it's just like, dude, you're here, it's today, and that's the only reason that you're like this right now. So I think, yeah, I guess in a way it does, even though I came to the yoga practice for a reason, it helps me let go of thinking that everything happens for a reason. Because thinking that everything happens for a reason can be a huge burden. It can make you put a lot of weight on all your decisions. And I think that, honestly, if I were thinking that at all times, then some of the stuff that did happen to me, I may not have been able to deal with as well.
Yeah. Like you said, if you did think everything happened for a reason, that is a lot to carry around on your shoulders. And I think that's what's interesting. I think there's such a duality to this question. And I think that that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's okay for us to be contradictory about it if it helps us get through it.
Right. And in writing fiction, nobody wants to read a story where everything's happening to the main character. You want a character that's moving in the world, and because of things that that character does, other things precipitate in that world from that character's actions, and other things branch off of those actions, and other people's actions branch off of those actions. But if this character is consistently reacting to things that are being rained down upon them, then it's not really an interesting story. So I guess going back to what you were saying about nothing happening for a reason, I guess the world could be a lot more interesting if nothing happens for a reason, because everything just feels so loose mm-hmm. and inconsequential, and you don't have to bear that burden.
This week's question is one that we will never really have the answer to. It's truly an unanswerable question, but with all of its complexities, it's still a mind-opening topic to discuss. And participants were able to talk to their friends in a respectful and caring way, even though they did not always agree with each other.
Yeah, and after hearing everyone's answers, I'm still no closer to feeling like I know if everything happens for a reason. And I like that. I like the debate. I like the engagement. I like people talking through their differing opinions and just listening to each other. And even though there wasn't a strong standout pattern in our participants' answers this week, people still came together.
Yes. And here's a little joyful clip from one of this week's groups.
Do you come from your answer from a faith-based standpoint, or that everything happens for a reason, like God's plan, or...
I think I do. Mm. Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, because I've been talking to...
God's plan?
Yeah.
God's plan? Hey.
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 Drake, you hear that.
Right.
Hey, Drake.
Drizzy. Yeah,
get
I think
the
I do.
To it.
I, think I, yeah. I think I do.
And as always, we want to know what you think. Do you think everything happens for a reason? You can write to us at the question booth at howstuffworks.com or tweet at us at @question_booth with your answer. We're also on Instagram at the question booth. We'd like to give a special thanks this week to our executive producer, Julie Douglas, and to Eve Jeffcoat for speaking with us. We'd also like to thank Pond City Market for hosting the question booth. The question booth is written, edited, and scored by me, Dylan Fagan, and my co-host, Kathleen Quillian. Thank you, Kathleen.
Thanks, Dylan. And thanks to everyone who came into the booth and spoke to me about this question. And if you're in Atlanta, you can visit the question booth. We're on the second floor of Pont City Market, 12 to 5 p.m., Friday through Sunday. Also, if you like what you hear, we'd love if you'd give us a quick review on iTunes. It helps other people find the show.
Okay, so before we head out, what are we talking about next week?
We're listening to the answers to the question, when was the last time you felt different?
I'm looking forward to it. But until then,
see you in the question booth.